right, so we're back again, and this is Live News GH, definitely the heat, the show, the authoritative show, where we discuss a lot of entertainment issues and things happening in the entertainment world, and other things that are concerned with the people in creative, and that is what we do over here. And today we are seated again for our discussion. I have always my super duper, the man with all the athletes, the man with all the colors when it comes to entertainment, the man with all the fats and the fillers and the gossips when it comes to entertainment. My man, NYB, is in the building here to do the discussion with me. It's been a long time, bro.
Wagwan.
Ade, hey, you go calm me there. Wagwan.
Oh, see the ice no more.
It's still day, still day. Yeah.
If we did
wait the rain to start, so it's just a
if we did the Oyare far. So no be Ghana. Like we did the first 18 times. So once we come Ghana.
You see, yeah. The ice still there, the body is
there. Yeah, even the accent is still there, you know. The accent is still there.
Your man drop no keep, so
from
Oyare far. Drop no keep. Make people know where they go. Bro, nice seeing you again, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, everything nice. Yeah.
Everything is cool by the grace of God.
Yeah, nice one. We're having some chat behind closed doors. Anyway, we'll talk about that one later. don't want you to know what we were discussing anyway. We have two topics today to discuss, okay? And then producer was telling me that, oh, Charlie, he's here. He's the best person to do that. I'm like, yeah, obviously. We'll get some facts and all that from you. And the gossip, but I know after this discussion, probably we'll have issues to deal with, you know, because you're going to say it as it is.
If it's supposed to be said in a certain way, to be
you say it
in that way. If it's not supposed to be said,
you will say it. Okay, all right. So our first topic. Now we are looking at our artists and the shows they play outside the country and all that. We've seen that most of them is either it doesn't go well for them, or we have low turnout, or probably sales with tickets and all that. In the first place, let's look at the general overview of the whole thing. Is it that the preparations towards such shows are not being really managed well, or they don't even put that particular process in place very well?
Okay, so first we need to establish that Ghanaians don't really have a culture of touring.
Okay.
I think that's what we need to understand. We don't have majority of artists who have a proper understanding of what it is to tour. We used to have like those CBCs who used to go on a proper tour, but in recent times we've not really seen artists go on tour, even locally.
Yeah.
It's usually someone has a show, then they'll book you, then you go and play, take your money and all that. And the same for the outside market, where someone does a show, they book you, then you go. continue. So they don't have like a full idea of what a tour feels like. So traditionally, touring has always been an avenue to make extra money.
Okay.
In the sense that it's in two folds. It's either your album sales is not going the way you like, so you augment it by going on tour city to city to directly sell your music to them.
Okay.
Or you want to open up a new market, introduce yourself. So with the introducing yourself, you usually do smaller venues to sell yourself. But for the bigger venues, that means you are selling merchandise, you are selling your CDs, doing the CD. Right now, I'll be streaming era. So it's in the same vein. You go on tour in order to reach a broader audience, get people to listen to your music, introduce yourself. But unfortunately, when someone says he's going on a foreign tour in Ghana, it's usually going to play to the Ghana community. That's what we've seen over the years. That's what I'm saying. They don't. They get booked, they go, then maybe they'll go, oh, really nice, then another promoter will use them for this and that. It's not structured. So we naturally don't have the culture. Just now we are trying to develop with Afrobeat gradually becoming like
the lead.
Yes, on a very huge genre of music. So we are trying to tap into it. So for field tours, it's usually different dynamics. The first thing is, what does the artist want to achieve with a specific tour? Are they trying to reintroduce themselves to a certain market, which plenty rarely do? Because, you know, it's hard for Ghanaians to get visa if you're not a big artist. Mm-hmm. So usually I wouldn't say Sarkodie will not go to America and say he's going to do a small venue to introduce himself, okay, because he's big. Mm. You get it. So you'd rather do a bigger venue. So most of our artists are not doing it to, let's say, introduce themselves to a small. They are doing it to make money then get more stream.
Okay.
That's why you have to target the Ghana market too. Then so that's the other reason.
Okay.
Play the show there, get the exposure and all those things. So these are the two main reasons you're going for. Now locally, our artists try and sell their music. They want to go and sell their music, but they don't have the resources to actually do a tour that would have their name on it. Because, you know, in most of these Western worlds, we have companies that tour with artists.
Okay.
An example is Live Nation.
Mm-hmm.
So Live Nation is an event experiential company where if you want to go on tour, you go to them, you guys discuss, then they plan, you guys map up the tour.
Mm-hmm.
An example would be Beyoncé's Renaissance concert, which is, I think, being done with Live Nation. Yeah. Beautiful tour, different dates. You can see like the like of Kendrick Lamar's stuff going on, city to city tour. Even, I think in recent times, the only artists I've seen done locally would be Bosom Pyong and Kweku Smoke, who did a local
tour,
which was beautiful.
Okay.
So these are the dynamics of getting a company like Live Nation to do it for you. Unfortunately, we have different Ghanaian promoters.
Okay.
And most of them, they are not like united. That's number one.
Okay.
You can see there's a lot of competition and bickering amongst the promoters in the UK and in the US.
All right.
Because ideally, what Live Nation would give you is proper planning in different cities. What a local Ghanaian promoter in, let's say, UK would give you is the Ghanaian audience.
Okay.
And if you're a business person, you realize the dynamics are different.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather go with someone who probably give me a proper structure than someone who just give me one off.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the situation has gotten to, where the Ghanaian promoters feel they are being shortchanged because Ghanaians are rather going to foreign promoters than them.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie's tour was supposed to be done with Smead.
Mm-hmm.
And Smead is one of the top promoters in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. He's done Wizkid, he has done Davido, and he's done O2s.
Mm-hmm.
Not just one O2.
Yeah.
He's done O2s.
You
get it. But maybe Smead might not be able to have the local market. But here's the issue. I don't think Jackie wanted local market. She probably wanted a broader market because Jackie has been in the UK for a while. She even dropped the Drill song. So you can see that there's a conscious effort to target not just Ghanaians, the broader market.
Yeah.
Because that's where the money is.
Yeah.
You get me?
Yep.
But then in the same vein too, I don't think our music has gotten there enough for it to attract foreigners.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Where in the sense that you see, let's say, a Rema go out and you see diverse crowd. It's hard. Mm-hmm. Even with Black Sheriff's New York show,
it was
predominantly
Ghanaians. Yeah.
You get it. But the aim is to be able to get different people because Ghanaians outside, they don't like shows playing like that because it's a money matter.
You're making money.
Yeah, people don't want to admit it. But Ghanaians outside don't like chilling like that. Mm-hmm. Some like, but not be.
No,
so be a Saviska. This one for go back to the house.
Yeah.
Nigerians are naturally outgoing people.
They so they'll like they be there, yeah.
They won't put the worries away.
Yeah.
Ghanaians are relaxed. Maybe if you give them their matchy day, that one they kill them.
Yeah, they'll go then dance on then come back.
Uh-huh. So that's like the whole dynamics with the touring. Mm-hmm. So now, to answer the question properly, what's happening with the Ghanaian? Like I mentioned, some of our songs have not really broken that barrier where we get to command such a huge crowd. We have maybe one song, two songs, which people know, but they are still getting to know our artists. And unfortunately, most of our artists have not been, they don't have teams outside to promote the work, you know. That's why I love the fact that Stoneboy signed with Def Jam. Because what it allows him to have is to have a team across every single region that Def Jam is situated.
Yeah.
So they can be pushing the songs across different. So when you go to the play, you know that at least
people know
your song.
Yeah.
You get it. But that's not what we have. So if you are not targeting the local people, It's hard. And like I've already said, Ghanaians outside don't like chilling like that. They have seasons for chilling.
Yeah.
So if at a particular time they are not in the right mood to spend, you are not going to get them to spend.
Mm.
You get it?
Mm.
So that's why most of these stores are being cancelled, because they are not getting enough local people aboriginally to come and share this artist up. But then some to leave say that they are not fine. I think Jackie came out to say she was not feeling fine.
Yeah, if it's true, fine. Yeah, but yeah, it's becoming a trend.
For that, we can't see. Maybe she was in the time. Maybe she was not feeling the vibe. You know, music is spiritual.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just that right after the tour, she played Afro Nation. She played another show in London, and she's playing shows right after the supposed tour was canceled. But I'm not saying. I'm not in any way insinuating, but I'm just saying that the official statement was, like the way Kidi brought it out, was the fact that he was not feeling
well.
Sarkodi also said, due to circumstances beyond his control, even though now I've realized that there are different days popping up, because I think he's in Amsterdam and Italy.
Yeah.
So even though he has cancelled his own tour, I think he has had promoters come to him.
To do some.
Uh-huh. So that's what I'm saying. If the promoter is paying you there, it's usually easy.
Then
if you have to organize your own.
Why don't our people also come to terms with some of these things and know that it will take me some time to put myself out there properly?
Yeah.
Because if you tell me that you're going for a tour, that means you've studied every environment to know that, okay, this is how we're going about stuff. Even in Ghana, you don't normally do your tours. You don't even do tours in Ghana here.
Mm.
And then you're going somewhere we presume wouldn't know you that much. That you're doing a tour for yourself, and then you go without any proper structure to do it. Are we not rather disturbing ourselves as an industry?
That one, they ask the cancellations continues. It's going to just discourage people.
Yeah,
because if some of our big artists cannot go on tour,
who else again?
but I think most of the tours they plan is they give dates like. May, June, July,
yeah.
A good day Europe.
Mm-hmm.
They are basically inviting you as a promoter that if you want them to perform, these are the times they are
available.
So hit them up and
let's
book the dates and talk business terms. They don't really have a lot of creative control over what happened. Like, example is Burna Boy's concert. His team had a lot of creative control because it was something they were highly involved in. It's not like they were just went to, it was a promoter who called them to do. It was them who wanted to do that. The landing stadium, you get it. So they had creative control, had a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
But then our people don't catch that in terms of the funding that you need to do it, the resources, and even they believe that you can pull a certain amount of crowd. Because ideally, you have the statistics at your back end.
Okay.
You know the number of people who have listened to you here. Maybe 1,000 people have listened to you in Hamburg.
Okay.
You have 1 million people in Amsterdam.
Mm.
So you have a metric.
Your interest is some people don't even know all this.
Yes,
musicians don't even study all these things to know.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Where my song is now and the kind of people
who
are listening.
Because I know artists who don't understand the role of a data analyst.
And they have a team. Probably they don't also have the idea.
Yeah, but I know an establishment like me even has a data analyst.
Yeah.
And since the data analyst joined the team, their stocks have skyrocketed.
You
because you know where to put in, where you don't need to necessarily force and put in. The data is always, like, use the data. The data will point you in the right
direction.
But some of our people do not know how to do
that. Is that we don't have people with that knowledge here in Ghana?
Oh, we have a lot of people.
We have, but the artists and their team, maybe we have not found.
Oh, no, we have. Data analysts, there are plenty. But the whole issue is you have to pay them.
They're coming to give you some extra job
so you have to
be able to know where exactly, you know, to go and all that.
You have to pay them. So that's
and they won't pay.
And I don't blame them. See, I don't necessarily blame the artists in the terms of the money that's coming in is usually not enough.
Okay.
So it makes it hard to
get all that person.
But if there was money coming in regularly, and they were deliberately not trying to find them, it would be hard.
Mm.
But I believe we just need to push the music.
Okay.
We need to, if we really want to tour as a, have a touring culture as a nation, or want to do our own tours, mm-hmm. then we need to preach the music. It's okay. different whether you are called by a festival to play. That, yeah. Those ones, they are calling you to play. But if you want to organize your own tour with a promoter, you need to make sure that your music is embedded in the culture of those people. Mm-hmm. Go there, do interviews. Do. Mm-hmm. I think that's one issue with our artists. Mm-hmm. They go to a different country, they don't do interviews. Mm-hmm. Do interviews, do press.
It's like when they go, they're chilling, they're drinking, the women.
Do meet and greet. Like, be visible. Make the people feel a part of you. Mm. Let them see that you're around. You get it. And I think it will be possible. Because I know some of our promoters are good.
Mm.
So with a great mindset, great promoters, great music, I think we should be able to be doing this. I tip Kamido, if he continues on his trajectory, to be one artist who probably have a good run tour.
I don't see much with his team, though, like a lot of people in his team. Mm-hmm. Maybe I don't know. But I know George is really pulling certain strings for the guy and all that. If our people would also want to understand basically the techniques of this whole thing, in your own advice, with the knowledge you have concerning some of these things, what would you tell some of our artists that, look, this is what we need to do to be able to make this happen?
Well, basically, you need to learn. You see, I always say, the whole thing is, if you want to implement something, you have to learn. You have to understand whatever you are doing. That will give you the knowledge to understand.
Mm-hmm.
So that's this way I'm coming to pitching some adverts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the likes of Music Business Africa, Academy for Africa is here, where they will teach you every single thing about the music industry, including touring.
Okay.
So people will get the knowledge. And I think as Ghanaians, we really need to take advantage of something like this. Because we always complain that the Nigerians are beating us. Now we have a course that can teach us the basics and the things that they are beating us with.
Okay.
And we can also equally try and beat them. It's simple as ABCD. Mm. So yeah.
Go and learn. It's very necessary. Try and go and learn so that at least you'll be able to also know some of these things. We far, far, far behind.
Charlie.
We have our own shows to go do. We get there and then sometimes we fake that we are sick, but we are not sick. Because we go there and we see that the thing is not popping, so we need to just withdraw and we say we are sick. We are not sick. People will not even trust us anymore. Promoters over there will think that these people are not serious. And it will affect everybody. How many people now? We are still counting. People will still get sick. And they wouldn't do. And that's our first topic. We'll be back for the second topic.